Thanks for downloading this podcast, a football fans podcast from the people behind CelticUnderground.net. After a game tonight against Hamilton Academicals, we have post-match interviews with James Forrest, Brendan Rodgers and Martin Canning, the Hamilton manager, if you're interested. And I'll give you a wee bit of my thoughts on the game.
Bring me sunshine in your smile, bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years.
Never bring. It was a good win tonight against Hamilton. The two quick goals really killed the game from Sinclair and Forrest. Excellent first goal from Incham, who had another good game in the Celtic midfield. He's really coming on to it. As I've been saying all season, Victor Wanyama is not a first choice start for Celtic in his first 6 months or so, but you could clearly see he was a player who needed to settle in and would then become something. And it's the same with Incham. I think anybody who knows anything about football could see in his first couple of games that he was going to be something for Celtic, and he's starting to turn into that. Edouard, I thought, created some good chances for himself, but unlucky not to get a goal. Two or three chances beginning in the second half. Maybe if he's playing a bit more football, a bit more regularly, that some of those will come. And Simonovic tried his best to get Hamilton back into the game later on, but they didn't manage to take advantage of that and hit the post. Anyway, enough of me. Referee tried to make a wee incident, a wee name for himself with the booking of Edouard for nothing and a free kick for nothing for Hamilton. But apart from that, once 20 minutes had gone in the second half, the game petered out to nothing. Anyway, after the game, Brendan Rodgers was interviewed, so was James Forrest. Thanks for everybody who bought a tea light for lighting up the Celtic Way. It was absolutely Baltic, and thanks to Celtic and the Celtic stewards for gritting in and around Celtic Park, and also even the roads that didn't belong to them. And thanks not to Glasgow City Council for not doing anything. Maybe it's an age thing, but every step I took on the way home from the game in particular, I thought it was going to fall and break my neck. Anyway, enough of that. This is me, Harry Brady, and this is him, Brendan Rodgers, and then him, James.
Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey. Yeah, listen, the first thank you tonight goes to the supporters. I think it probably was a hard watch or hard decision tonight to stay in when the kettle's on and the house probably roasting and football on telly. But we thank the supporters that came here, because it was absolutely freezing, but it was great to have them here and obviously to get the win for them. So yeah, we made some changes in the game, we tried something slightly different tonight. I thought the players walked up very, very well, and yeah, but it was a good win for us, because Hamilton, if you see from this season, and I've seen Martin's comments before the game, and thinking it's probably the strongest squad they've had in about 9-10 years, and you can see that. You know, they've gone to Ibrox and won, gone to Easter Road and won, and they've had some very good victories this season. So so we knew this was going to be a real test for us, especially on the back of a good performance, but not so good a result at the weekend. So but we came through it really well and managed the game really well.
Pleased with how quickly you reacted to the equaliser?
Yeah, that's... It was a soft goal from our perspective. Comes from a throw-in in the far side, and they switch the play. We then have possession and give it away cheaply. So not so pleased with that side of our game. But yeah, it's what this team is very, very good at. You know, we create a mentality that, you know, whatever happens in the game, you know, you don't get down in it. You just go again. And we had two quick-fire goals where we won the ball back very quickly and pressed the game well and scored... you know, a couple of, well, the three goals were very good finishes. So, so yeah, and then second half was a test. You know, a two-goal advantage, similar to what the weekend, and that's what I talked about, you know, the lessons that you learn from that. How do you manage the game? Can you create more and try and squeeze the pitch in? And the players, I thought, did that really well.
That's 5 goals for Olivier so far. It's tend to be good goals as well. What do you think he is in this stage of the season? What do you see it's been for him so far?
Yeah, I think he's developing very, very well, as I would expect. Like, he's a highly gifted player. Like, the first goal was wonderful technique, great play by Callum and Scotty. And it's a brilliant finish. You know, it's he's got really good technique, good pace, good awareness, and like I say, it's just him getting used to the number of games, you know, and now he's getting that consistency, he's, you know, adapting to everything, and since he's moved to here, and you see his quality tonight was very, very good. So he's developing very well.
They had some real good chances as the second half wore on. Are you feeling there is a fatigue creeping in the boys after the schedule you've had this season?
Listen, you have to expect something. I think one of the chances came from us. You know, it was loose play by Simunovic. You know, he was short on the pass, and the boys should maybe do better. No, listen, it's not an excuse for us. You know, we know we're in a run of games. It's a really tight schedule, but that's been since June. From when we get back and from when our first pre-season game started, we've been training, playing right the way through to now. It's not an excuse for us. You know, we have to be ready to work hard in the game, press the game, and when we have the ball, look after the ball. And I thought in the main that the team did that very well. Of course, Hamilton can put some risk into the game towards the end, but we've seen it through and got the result.
Is Boyata okay?
Should be fine. The medical team tell me that just a slight stretch of his groin, so, but he thinks he'll be okay.
Yeah, I think it was really important. We come after Sunday, we come out and get the 3 points and scored a few goals feel good about ourselves again.
How important was it to get those 2 quick goals after Hamilton?
Yeah, no, definitely they come out and they made it hard for us, and once they scored, it was important that we got back ahead like pretty quickly, and we managed to do that, and it was good.
5 games still to go until the winter break. How are you all feeling? Can you deal with fatigue?
No, I think we've got a strong squad, and every position there's players that can come in, and the manager knows he can rotate it because we have got a strong squad, and yeah, but we've got 5 games to go, but we're just looking for the next game and feeling confident for that.
Jam was particularly good tonight. Great goal.
Yeah, he's come in the last few games and he's looked really good. He's a really good player, and he scored a couple of goals in that as well. So no, that's good for everyone and for himself as well.
Do you think he's fully settled in now? Do you think we're going to start to really see the best in him?
Yeah, I think even when he came in at the start, he was playing right for the word go when he signed, and yeah, no, we've got a lot of competition for places in that in the middle of the park as well. But the last couple of games he's done really well.
How's the language barrier from now?
He can speak English really well, so that's good for him as well. He's settled in, and I think that's a plus for him. He's good with all the boys. He speaks to all the boys in that as well. And as I said, his English is good, so I think that's helped him settle in as well. Yeah, no, it's the most I've ever scored in a season, so as I said, we're only halfway through, so just want to just look at every game and just keep going and keep trying to get better.
Was that something that you wanted to consciously add to your game? Did you feel
like
you had it in you and it just wasn't?
Yeah, no, just when the manager came in 18 months ago, he kind of lets the forward players like have a bit of freedom, and he wants everyone to add goals to their game. And I'm glad I've done that and contributing to the team, and just want to keep scoring more and keep helping out.
I think you're getting the message to Lee and
Musa
that you're putting under pressure.
Sorry.
The pressure on Lee and
Musa. It's a team game, and for the manager, it's good for everyone to score goals like all over the park, and obviously on a personal note for me, it's really good like. Scoring helps your confidence in that as well, and I just want to keep scoring.
Is there any banter going on there that you're turning the heat up on them
and
the goal scoring stakes?
No, just the amount of goals that they scored in that as well. So no much has been said about that, but Aye, no, they when they play, that they're always a goal threat and they can score at any time as well. Honestly, no thought about it. Just this is the first year they've hit double figures, so just looking to keep going and in the next game try add another goal to my game in that as well. So yeah, just want to keep going and scoring as many as I can. Yeah, no, Sinclair. He's record last season, and then even this season, the top goal scorer in that again. He's always a threat. So no, I think that's what. I've done this season, but I need to keep going and adding more goals to my game as well.
There's been a feeling this season that Scott's not on the form that he was last season. How do you feel about
how the rest of the boys see that? It's not what anyone's thought in the change room as well. He started the season strong. He's scoring, as I said, he's our top goal scorer, and he's always looking sharp. And the amount of games we play, and he's always ready for every game. And he's a great player to have in the team. Yeah, and it's always a tough game up there, and the crowd get behind them. But I think we had a couple of good results up there last year, so yeah, no, we'll take obviously confidence and positivity from tonight into that game Sunday, and we know it'll be hard, but we need to start well. Yeah, it's always. Yeah, and the Celtic support to Tynecastle is always incredible as well. So I think that does help. And no, that's a game you kind of want to play in, because the atmosphere is always right for the first minute. The atmosphere is really good, and it gets you going. And yeah, no, it's always good to play up there.
Sometimes that's good for a winger,
because
it's quite close to.
Yeah, to the fans. Aye, I know. Yeah, no, it's just every time you go up there, but that's just part and parcel of it. And. As I said, it's good to play up there, and especially if we win. So hopefully we can do that Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought we performed well. I thought even first half we performed well as well. You know, when you come here, that Celtic are going to have the lion's share of possession. You've got to be disciplined, and I thought we were. Obviously, we conceded and we get ourselves back in level turn. We are a fantastic goal for Biredo, and then two goals in a minute kill us. To be honest, you come here, you give them two goals in a minute. It's an uphill task when you go 3-1 down. But I said to the boys at half time, let's be disciplined, let's make sure that we stay in the game and give ourselves the opportunity. The next goal's big. If we can get the next goal, we give ourselves a chance again in the game, and we created probably three or four real good opportunities second half that we probably should do better with, and we should probably at least score one. And had we got it to 3-2, it becomes interesting to see how Celtic react, obviously, and if we can then go and take something from the game. But like I say, ultimately the two goals in a minute right before half time have killed the game for us. But in terms of the level of performance for the boys, I'm pleased with the effort and the commitment and the quality as well at times.
Yeah, you left
like
what might have been if you had managed to hold on to
Clapton? Yeah, I think so. I think if we get one each at half time, obviously it's a different game again. I think we were at that point, we got through kind of the first 15 minutes. In the first 15 minutes each half, when you come here, it's always going to be difficult. And I thought Celtic started the second half well again. And then the last half of the game, I thought we'd bedded ourselves into the game that 15 minute period. And in the last half an hour, we'd. I think Redo, for the one who gets the free kick, could probably play Massimo and he's through and goal. I think the one that comes across for Rakish, he should probably hit the target with. Rakish then hits the post and it somehow comes out and misses Darren Lyon. And Greg's through as well and probably should square it and we score. So in terms of the performance and the opportunities created, I think that's probably the most we've created here. Even the game we won here back a few years back, that's probably the most chances or clear-cut chances in a game against Celtic we've created. So the performance level was high. And I've said that the squad's strong just now. If we keep everybody fit, that's five changes today, and the team doesn't really become weaker. It's all guys that are capable of going and playing. So there's a lot of positives. Obviously, the results are negative, but we can take things from it.
Yeah, well, it's never a hurdle, just to be saying, Martin. Even when you come here and you see a team 3-1 down, guys, not saying the hype, and all just continue
wanting
the ball.
Not
your lads tonight.
No, not tonight. And we've been on a good run, obviously. And that's the disappointing thing for me. If I look back at Hearts and St Johnstone, even tonight, obviously it's a more difficult one tonight, but we've taken 1 point out of 9, and it's on performance levels we've deserved a lot more than that. But that's the thing for us, we've got to get right. At times last season we probably done the same, performed reasonably well and weren't able to pick up the points. But I think with this group of players and this squad just now, it's a strong squad. If we can continue to perform, hopefully we can continue to start to win more games, and Saturday's big for us now.
Alright,
cheers guys, thank you, thanks.
I got him from Paul.
Which service do you require?